Armed Forces Radio Service presents a concert by the New York Philharmonic. Latch on, kids. It's a GI Journal.
Yes, sir, the G.I. Journal goes to press with such favorite reporters as the unmelancholy Dane, Victor Borga, comic page editors Wally Brown and Alan Carney, Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc, our copy gal of song, Miss Connie Haynes, the reporter with those beautiful bylines, Martha O'Driscoll, music editor Dick Arant, Charlie Cantor as Clifton Finnegan, Mel Torme and the Meltones, yours truly, Harry Mitchell, and... G.I. Journal, you want the editor... Okay, I'll connect you right away with a man who wears a chicken inspector's badge for service in Griffith Park. Your original G.I. Editor-in-Chief, Kay Kaiser!
Hello? You want to put an ad in the paper? Well, just a minute, I'll get a pencil. Okay, shoot. Old dog wants to meet pretty school teacher. Object, new tricks. Okay, we'll print that right up, Mr. Hope. Well, now let's see. Where's Poncho, my office boy?
I'm sitting right here in the wastebasket with my alarm clock.
My, Poncho, what's the idea of that?
I thought I would waste a little time.
Oh, Pancho, that's all you do is sit around and think about your girlfriend, Lolita Pepita Conchita Rosita. How can one girl keep you in such a daze?
Oh, it's very simple. Lolita Pepita Conchita Rosita is four girls.
Oh, four girlfriends? Well, how do you keep them all happy?
Keeping them happy is easy. My big worry is keeping them apart.
Well, which one of these lovely senoritas do you like best?
Oh, Conchita is best. She has money.
Oh, well, how do you know she has money?
This morning my wallet was missing.
Well, you've got four girls and I can't even get one.
Well, okay.
Well, if it isn't Martha O'Driscoll. Oh, Martha, I'm glad you dropped in. You look beautiful. Bing!
Thanks, Kate.
Well, Martha, what are you doing here at G.I. Journal?
Well, when I was overseas, the Boy Scout gave me a lot of ideas.
Bet you gave them a few, too.
No kidding, Kay. I'd like to work on the paper with you.
Oh, swell. Wonderful. You're hired.
Good. What's the first thing you want me to do?
Maybe we better start with the second.
Why, Kay... Hey, I thought you were a bashful, shy, retiring fellow.
Well, I really am, Martha. Shucks, you know, when I'm alone with a girl, I'm scared to death.
Well, I've seen some of your girls. They scare me, too. Huh. Maybe you don't have enough pep for the girls. Have you tried vitamin pills?
Vitamin pills? I've tried everything but dynamite.
Well, perhaps your technique is wrong. I'll try you out. Come over here now. Come close to me. Come on.
Here I am.
Oh. Now, put your arms around me. Now, snuggle close.
Wow.
Now, I'll put my head on your shoulder.
Oh, boy.
There. What do we do now?
Yes, then.
And here's G.I. Journal's top musical page, a five-column spread by those five-star vocal reporters, Mel Torme and the Meltones.
How did they get that fire? Why did you? when you turn those heaters on.
Woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? You're the talk of every guy in town.
And when they see you gallivanting around,
all the local yokels reach for their bifocals. You've got a pair of baby blues, seem to be making headline news.
You better not bring them round.
I gotta keep my temperature down. Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I've got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers,
where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Gonna put you wise. They're a big surprise. Where did you get those eyes?
And now back to the front office and G.I. Journal's editor-in-chief, Kay Kaiser, with his lovelorn editor, Martha O'Driscoll.
Okay, you don't have to worry anymore about getting a girlfriend. I've invited a couple of men over here who really know their way about a way with women.
They do?
Uh-huh.
Well, who are they, Martha?
Why, they were voted by the Old Maids Association as the men they'd least like to find under their bed. Here they are now, Hollywood's newest comedy team, Wally Brown and Alan Carney.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Look at you. Look at the mess you are tonight.
What's the matter with me?
Look at that broken down old hat. Where'd you get it?
I was the last one out of the restaurant.
The last one out of the restaurant. I'd like to see the woman that wore it. And look at the size of you. Alan, you have got to do something. You are really... you're getting so big that I don't even know where you're at. Yeah, but you really ought to diet.
Huh?
You ought to diet.
Diet?
Yes.
What for? I like the color it is now.
Get out of here. Last season, Al and I were back east, and we really had a fine time. We were back east for the... We thought that... And we found out that right now, with the trains, the transportation, hotels, really, you don't know whether you're... If you're going to travel. I mean, if you're thinking of... If you want to... If you have a... You couldn't... Why, I had it before we left. I called up the guy here on the... there's a fella here that... And I said, now, look. I said, there's two of us. We're going in there. We have to have a... And we don't want to... You have to... And he looked... He says, well, I don't know. He says, And he didn't. You can see me. You're sitting there with a... He said there was a couple of weeks ago, there was a fella here, he wanted her, he tried to get her, he was in the, he's still out there, they can't even find him. But we really had a nice time. When we got to New York, it was so cold, and the snow back east was so cold, you couldn't walk. I mean, you couldn't, there was, snow was, everyone was, and there was a hotel, the hotels, you don't know whether you're gonna, you can't even, why, there's a winter resort. They have a winter resort back east there. It's way up on the top of a mountain. It's beautiful. Very cold and the snow way up to you have to wear them. You freeze. Me selling tickets. They have a toboggan slide. It is so high, you have to get up on a... And there's a fella up there. He helps you with the... Then there's a kid down here. He gives you a little... You have to go up when you get up. That's the guy to watch, the starter. When you get up there, you sit on... The sled is only that thick, and you sit down, and you put your feet around this kid in front of you, and the fellow in back, he puts his feet around you, and then there's a girl. She has a... Oh, it's a beautiful trip, and you start... You start down this hill, tearing right straight down. All of a sudden, you bank the left, then you bank the right, and you bank... It's like bank night. As soon as you hit that first curve, you're really on the side. The fellow in back, if he tries to sell you insurance, but you haven't got time. You're waiting, you're thinking, oh, then you hit another one. This time, you're really on the side, and your head is hanging way down in the... But you wouldn't, because the thing there that has a... And you look around to buy the insurance, and he's gone. And out of touch... Tearing 150 miles an hour. The wind whistling through you. Oh, your hair is away up in the... You grab... It's not there. You don't want it. Too late. What a thrill. Next time I go up, I'm going to try it.
Oh, that was swell. Thanks a lot, Wally Brown and Alan Carney. And here comes the sweetest droll south of North Carolina. Oh, it's G.I. Journal's copy gal of song. Oh, she's molasses. sugar dumplings, yams, and everything sweet. It's Miss Connie Haynes. Come on, John.
Hello, this is Connie in G.I. Journal's Original Song of the Week department. And the Armed Forces Radio Service previews another new tune from overseas. Our song for tonight is My Argentina Love, written by Sergeants Dave Cummings and Milton George. So here's your song, fellas, My Argentina Love.
Thank you, Connie Child.
Well, Kay, have you learned any new technique to use with women?
Oh, I certainly have, Martha. The old Kaiser is gone. No more of that standing on the corner of Hollywood and Vine whistling at girls.
Oh, wonderful. What do you do now?
Stand on the corner of Sunset and Vine and bark.
That's still not the right approach, Kay. You've got to be smooth and suave. And here's the man that can you can take lessons from, Kay. The one and only Victor Borges. Hey!
Say, Victor, you're a wonderful pianist, you know, and I've often wondered how you started to play the piano. I mean, what prompted you?
Well, originally it was my father.
Oh.
Well, you see, I took lessons then by mail. I thought it was a little easier.
Piano lessons by mail.
Yeah, but I gave it up after the first lesson, you see.
After the first lesson? Well, why? What
well,
happened?
Because the first lesson came by... homing pigeon, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, didn't the pigeon show up?
Oh, yes, but I wasn't home. Then I switched and I got over to composition, you know, and I started to compose. I like to compose. It's a very simple thing, you know. People don't know how easy it really is. And I would like to show you how to compose a modern song here. Have you ever composed anything?
Well, no, not...
I'll show you how easy it is.
That's fine.
I have just to slide over to the piano.
All right.
Well, the easiest way of composing a modern hit song is to do exactly what I'm going to do now. I have a bunch of old music, you know, from the old masters, and this is... some of it we might be able to use. Now, let's see. You see, you might think that the modern composers sit up day and night waiting for the inspiration. Oh, yes, they do, but it doesn't come. But this... pick out here. I'll have here something by Tchaikovsky. Now let's see if we can use some of his. Let's see what we have got here. Tchaikovsky. Oh, good. That'll never be popular. Here's a little Schubert. That's all right. Now we can steal it from there.
I have a pair of scissors here. We'll just cut out a little bit so we can... I mean, just tear it up a little and we can trim the corners a little bit. That does it. We need another one. Let's see what we have here. Chopin. No good. I think that's a little too gay. Ah, Shostakovich. Shostakovich. Just a moment. I think we better wait till he gets sober. Here's something, here's something. Here's Johann Strauss. That might be something. I just need a few bars, you know. Let me see. Johann Sebastian Strauss. Just a minute, it sounds screwy, doesn't it? Well, that's what it says. Oh, I'm sorry, I have the music upside down. I guess that's it. We'll take a little corner of that. And, that's enough. Oh, dear. Quite a big lot of this. Now, here we have Schubert and Strauss. We have the serenade by Schubert. And then we have the Blue Danube by Strauss. I'll put them all together, make a waltz out of them, and call it the Blue Serenade Danube by Strubert. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor Borga. And now back to Kay Kaiser and Martha O'Driscoll.
Now I know how to write a song, but gosh, Martha, I still don't know how to act with girls. I'm either too hot or too cold or too shy or too bold.
I don't understand it, Kay. There's plenty of romance around.
There is?
Certainly. Love is sweeping the country.
I know. I got brushed off twice last night.
I think the whole trouble's in your mind. You should go to a psychiatrist and be psychoanalyzed.
Psychoanalyzed?
Yes, he'll read your brain.
Oh, I don't believe he could read my brain.
I don't even think he could find it, but let's go anyway. Well, here's the doctor's office, Kay.
Oh, yes, I see the sign. Dr. Clifton F. Crumdicker, LLD, PhD, DDS, and PFC.
He's one of the greatest specialists there is. Let's go in.
Pardon me. I didn't have an appointment, but I wonder if I could see you about something very important, Dr. Crumdicker. You are Dr. Crumdicker, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm Dr. Kildedee. I'm Dr. I'm one of the Mayo. I'm Private Sad Sack.
Oh, the Sad Sack? Well, what do you know about being a doctor?
Well, you see, I work at the Harvard I worked at the Johns Hopkins at Johns Hopkins University, and I worked at the Columbia and I gave shots at Fort Benning.
Well, maybe you can examine me anyway.
Oh, sure. Now, just step into my private office. Say, who's the babe?
Oh, she's Martha. Oh, who's Driscoll?
And also, I think I'll examine her first.
That's ridiculous. Can't you see there's nothing wrong with my head?
Well, wait till I get up there.
Listen, Sack, I'm the one that came to see the doctor about girls. I can't seem to corner one.
Oh, you must be working the wrong corner.
Well, it's sure tough trying to meet a girl. I even set a bear trap at Hollywood and Vine.
And what did you catch?
Monty Woolley.
Well, that should make a nice drug.
Oh, I'm just wasting time with you. How can I get to see Dr. Crumdicker?
Oh, I can fix it. You see, he's my brother.
Brother? How can a dodo like the Sack have a smart brother?
It wasn't easy. step right in here. Oh, brother, I want you to meet Kay Kaiser and me and Martha Driscoll.
Well, hello, Doctor.
How do you do, Doctor?
Oh, my gosh, it's Clifton Finnegan.
What did you come to see me about?
Well, I wanted to be psychoanalyzed. I find girls very difficult.
That's funny. With me, it's very difficult to find girls.
Look, Finnegan.
Yeah.
Now, look, if you think you can help me, how about starting by reading my mind?
Okay, now, let me see.
Can you really see what I'm thinking of?
Yeah. This is better than French postcards.
Look, Finnegan, I'm having a lot of trouble with dreams about girls.
Yeah?
For a while, I would always dream that I had Betty Grable in my arms, hugging and kissing her.
Then what's your trouble?
Harry James.
Oh, Jay.
And not only that, yeah? Finnegan, last night, all night long, I kept dreaming I was Lana Turner.
Lana Turner.
Yes. Last night, I was Lana Turner.
What are you doing tonight?
Finnegan, I don't think you know anything about examining the mind or the brain.
Sure, I sure do. Au contraire. Doctor, you go in the next room and undress your head.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Just relax, Mr. Kaiser. I'll hold a consultation with my assistant. Hello, Jack.
Yes, Clifton.
I had two conferences while you were saying that. What, my dear boy, in your humble opinion, do you think of this case?
I think he's suffering from the I believe he's got the physio dislocation.
I quite agree with you.
Oh, I'm tired of this, Finnegan. You don't know anything about reading minds or understanding the brain.
Oh,
or...
yes, I do. Yes, I know all about the brain. I studied my own for years.
Well, how could you possibly study your own brain?
It's in a bottle at Harvard.
That's right. My brain's there, too. We share a duplex bottle.
Well, never mind about that. Here I've got Martha O'Driscoll, that beautiful dish, and me without a spoon.
Oh, it's no use, Kay. I'm afraid you'll always be a washout.
Just a moment. Well, wait a minute. However, I do have something that'll be of great value to you. Dear Camille, here is your box of kiss pills.
Kiss pills?
Try one on her. If she asks for one, she wants a kiss.
Yeah.
If she asks for two, she wants a hug. If she asks for three, she wants a hug. And it's four.
Oh, Martha!
Yes, Kay?
Have a candy pill?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow! Okay.
Here I am. Boing, boing. Yes? Oh, Finnegan, it worked!
Doctor, how do you know?
She wants the whole box! Oh. Well, gang, that's about all the copy we can shove into the presses tonight. But before we say 30, I want to thank our star reporters for a swell edition of G.I. Journal. Martha O'Driscoll, Victor Borga, Wally Brown and Alan Carney, Charlie Finnegan Cantor, Connie Haynes, Mel Torme and his Meltones, Dick Orant, Harry Mitchell, and, of course, Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc. And this is Kay Kaiser saying so long, everybody.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.